This is day 10 of St. Mark's journey through the Psalms for Lent. Psalm 17. Hear me, Lord, my plea is just. Listen to my cry. Hear my prayer. It does not rise from deceitful lips. Let my vindication come from you. May your eyes see what is right. Though you probe my heart, though you examine me at night and test me, you will find that I have planned no evil. My mouth has not transgressed. Though people tried to bribe me, I have kept my ways from the ways of the violent through what your lips have commanded. My steps have held to your paths. My feet have not stumbled. I call on you, my God, for you will answer me. Turn your ear to me and hear my prayer. Show me the wonders of your great love. You who save by your right hand those who take refuge in you from their foes. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. As for me, I will be vindicated and will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. David has been wrongly accused, and he pours out his frustration and anger to God. He's been very hurt and is grieving deeply. He wants God to know all about it. He wants his name cleared. He wants vindication and justice, and he longs to know the safety and protection of God. Have you ever felt that way? When we feel the sting from undeserving slander and the injustice of being mistreated or misunderstood, I imagine most of us want vindication. Rather than joining the battle and firing off our own missiles at our enemies, trying to clear our name with everyone we meet, it's much healthier to do as David did and take our grievances and pour them out to God. Tell him what's happened, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and leave it with him, trusting him to deal with it. Like David, you may want to give him a few suggestions. Not that he needs them. In humility, we also need to examine our own actions for any wrongdoing on our part, and we need to invite God to reveal any areas that we didn't see. And it's there, in that intimate conversation with God, that he sets our minds free from being consumed with revenge. He breaks the chains of bitterness and confirms his role as the righteous judge. He shows us his love and offers us his safety and protection while transforming our hearts and strengthening our trust in him. Father God, examine my heart. See if there is any offensive way within me. Help me to come before you when I have been falsely accused. Work on my heart and help me to come to a place of humility where I can release any desire for revenge and vindication, trusting you as the righteous judge. Thank you, Lord, that you offer a peace that surpasses all understanding and a safe place where I can know that I am heard and seen and can trust in your loving protection. Today, may each one of us know your delight in us, that we are treasured by you, the apple of your eye. If anyone is feeling especially vulnerable and in need of protection today, I pray that you would help them to find refuge and peace under the shadow of your wings, in your presence. Amen.